Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet.
Yet another. When are they going to stop? That's the internet talking.
Oh, I thought you weren't on board for this for a second. I thought you were
I'm part of the internet.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
So that's both of us.
Good. Yeah, it is. It is. Wow. We're the official podcast of Comic Book Movie.
You know, hooray.
I have to put that in.
Yep.
Because otherwise, what's the point? Mm-hmm. It validates the existence of this podcast. And in a way, both of us. What else do we contribute?
I was going to say we have other hobbies, but we don't really.
No. You build that little train set.
I do, yeah. Put on me little engineer's hat and me overalls. And then I invite people around and I just make eye contact and make people watch it.
And yet you've yet to invite me, you son of a bitch.
One day.
Yeah, one day. My name is James. You might know me as Mr. Sunday. Joining me is Mr. Mace, Nick Mason Mace.
How are you?
I'm all right. You know, how was your Australian day?
It was pretty good.
25th of January is Australia Day for all those who don't know, which is most
26th.
People. Is it?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Wow. So most of you, you're including yourself. This has been a disaster from beginning to end, and this is the end. We're cutting here.
Is that really right?
Yes.
Oh, I should know that.
No.
Yeah.
You're a poor Australian.
Well, I did spend the entire day hungover.
Yeah, well, okay, so that makes more sense. I spent most of the day in pain because the previous day, the previous night I spent in a warehouse filled with trampolines.
Oh, you went to Bounce.
I went to Bounce.
Yeah, I've never been to that.
But I was, I'm sure that the general wisdom is don't eat a huge meal and then another huge meal and then all your friends warn you not to have any more food, and then you have more food.
That's on the sign on the way in.
Yeah, and then I did that, and so it was just me just slowly rocking in a corner for most of it, but I had fun.
With, like, seasick, or, like, just, like, general?
Just general kind of, if I move any more than this, there's going to be trouble. So I can't really.
You're going to shit your pants.
Yeah, yeah. No double bouncing here.
No double bouncing there. Wow. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get straight into the news, then.
Let's please do.
I know. I said no more Shia LaBeouf news.
Oh my god.
This is a good one though.
It better be a good one.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, they've all been pretty good.
That's true.
It's not like you give a disappointing piece of Shia LaBeouf news. It is a snowball effect, really.
Consistently great. Yep. Okay, so basically he's trying to put something together.
Is it a train set?
It's a train set, yes.
Uh-huh.
He said that he wanted it to be better than yours.
Wow.
And he's already invited me. Just... Thought I'd...
And this guy's rich.
I know, right?
Probably little gold trains.
That he's stolen from someone. Anyway, he basically came out and said that all the plagiarism and everything involved in that, and how he's reacted in his apologies, and presumably the headbutt...
Right.
...is all performance art.
No, it's not. He's gone the Joaquin Phoenix route.
He has, yes.
Oh, let's make pretend here.
You know what? I think people would be more inclined to believe it if he had to let anybody in on it beforehand.
Yes, what he should have done is he should have written down that he was doing a piece of performance art where he'd be a real dick to people and use up production resources to make a short film, like waste everybody's time in doing that.
Yep, yep.
And then really upset real people. He should write that down, he was going to do all that, and then put it in an envelope and then mail it to himself. So the postmark would be on it with the date.
That's a really good idea.
And then what he could have done is he could have gone, okay, folks, rip this open on television. Look, I was having a little joke with you, having a little bit of fun.
I got you.
But he didn't, did
he? He didn't get us, no. Well, it goes beyond this, though, because he's actually doing something called an apology tour, or he's trying to put something together, like a performance art show. And he's actually sent this proposal to four different art gallery spaces for something that he can do. Like a, it's a week-long exhibition, and it's amazing. I'm sure you want to hear it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, he's going to tour around.
Well, I think it's in the one place.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just going to read this, okay?
I'm ready.
Because there's a lot going on here.
Okay.
For 7 days, Shy will sit at a table in a small boxy room at the rear of a Los Angeles gallery. It is not clear whether this is actually Shia or an imposter. A paper bag will cover his head, emblazoned with the words, "I am not famous anymore."
So it won't be him.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's
the guy he's hired.
It gets better. The public will be invited to the gallery. The text on the gallery exterior is hashtag I am sorry and Shia LaBeouf underneath. At the gallery entrance, there'll be two bouncers on either side of the door. There may or may not be a queue to enter. So he's... At least he's left room for that.
Absolutely,
there's some wiggle room there for Q1.
Potentially, this won't be the most amazing thing of all time. You may not have to line up for it.
Upon entering, visitors will find themselves in a light, spacious holding area. In this room will be a long table offering up an assortment of implements, such as a pair of pliers, a bottle of whiskey. This is all true, by the way. I didn't make any of this up, just so we're clear. A Transformers toy and an Indiana Jones whip. Flowers, a book of love poems, Belgium chocolates, a ukulele, the anthology of Daniel Clough's work.
So the idea is you pick an implement and you beat him with it?
There's also a glass jar full of small folded pieces of paper with Twitter comments printed on them. These are mostly, though not all, vitriolic in nature.
Ooh.
In the holding area, visitors will be silent, instructed by a performer whose name's Nastja, N-A-S-T-J-A.
Sure.
I'm sure I said that wrong.
Doesn't matter.
It's probably like a Natalia or something. It's some... bizarre foreign spelling.
Ugh.
Which I don't care for on Australian Day.
No. Whatever that day is.
Yeah, that's right. They'll at least be given the opportunity to choose one item to take into the next room with them. It will be made clear which they may do whatever as they please with this item. Each visitor will have time to consider his or her choice carefully. When it is their turn, each visitor will walk alone through a curtain into the second room. There is the room Shire is seated. There is an empty chair on the other side of him. Visitors may do and say as they wish with their chosen implement. Now, Shia will remain silent throughout with a mask over his head. He will be subject to humiliation or forgiveness at the visitor's discretion. Now, do or say as they wish with their chosen implement. Does that mean I could grab a ukulele and just crack his head?
I hope so, but no. That won't be it. Unless, okay, if it's him, the answer is no. If it's some extra that he's hired out of Central Casting or whatever for like $10 an hour, then yes.
But the thing is as well, for me personally, I'm not going to go into a room and crack a guy in the face who might be Shia LaBeouf. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure that it's him. If he needs to be in his Mutt Williams costume, and I need it from Indiana Jones 4, and I need to see his face. But isn't that amazing?
Yes. I hope. Look, I know we've put a moratorium on Shia LaBeouf news.
Every week.
Every week so far. But I hope next week it turns out that he has stolen this entire idea from somebody else. Wouldn't that be great?
So there you go. Tune in next week, Mason.
Ugh.
Well, don't tune in. Just be here, and I'll tell you another thing that he's done.
Do I have to be here? Can you just text me?
I can text it to
okay,
you.
Okay, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Now, there was a Fantastic Four synopsis, which was floating around for the Fantastic Four reboot, which people got very upset about. Did you read it?
No.
Did you read Richard's it?
Oh, there we go. Very good. Had that ready.
Okay, so basically the idea was Reed Richards and Ben Grimm, that after specific events, and it doesn't say what, they find themselves empowered with bizarre new abilities. Ben becomes the rock monster, etc. But Reed becomes a scientific genius who can stretch, twist, and reshape his body. So he becomes a scientific genius.
Don't like that.
Yeah. Also, then they end up being owned by the government and used as weapons. But then after they mature, two other people with powers come into the picture. Sue Storm, who's called the Invisible Girl, not the Invisible Woman. And
sexist.
Johnny Storm, yeah, the Human Torch.
The Human Torch Boy.
Oh. Yeah. That's been debunked. Because okay. People on the internet were flipping out. I just wanted to make that clear. Because people were very angry about that particular... It sounds like the beginning of an X-Men movie or something.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be all together and a family before it happens.
Exactly.
And they're not supposed to be children. So there you go. But Josh Trank, the director himself, came out and said that.
Well.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Now, Avengers...
Any casting news on that?
Miles Teller, his name is, or something. He's in a bunch of stuff. His name has been floating around for Reed Richards for ages.
Huh.
One of the girls from Girls was rumored to be Sue Storm.
Okay.
Her name's Mainey in the show. I don't know what her real name is.
Okay.
And it's been said that...
A lot of casting out of girls.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That's true. Mm. And what's his name?
Michael Chiklis again.
Michael Chiklis is back, but this time it's Johnny Storm.
Huh.
No, Michael B. Jordan, you know, from Fruitvale Station and and the upcoming Creed movie, the Apollo Creed, the Rocky spin-off Creed, where he's Apollo Creed's son. No, grandson. And Rocky trains him to fight.
There you go.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
I would watch that.
I'm so into that.
Soundtrack by Creed.
Soundtrack by Creed, yes. Now, there's been some Avengers 2 location news.
This is going to continue forever, isn't it? Avengers news is going to continue forever. Superman versus Batman.
You should see the list
forever.
Of Superman versus Batman news that I've got for this week.
Okay.
It's terrifying.
Great.
And not interesting. Stay tuned.
I'm ready.
Because basically there's been some Avengers 2 locations confirmed. In Northern Italy, there's a place called Fort Bard, which is like a kind of stronghold kind of thing. If you can imagine, it kind of looks like the castle in Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade. You know, that he goes in and he machine guns some Nazis in front of his dad.
Yeah.
That's such a great scene. But it's rumored that could be the home of Baron von Strucker or
a stronghold. I had a thought the other day. Because somebody, I was discussing Indiana Jones, the three Indiana Jones movies that exist.
Yes.
With some friends of mine. And I'm sure this has been floated on the internet before, but Temple of Doom is not the best one.
No.
But it is the only one where the presence or absence of Indiana Jones makes any difference at all. Think about it.
Okay, so in the other ones...
Temple of Doom...
Yep.
Not Temple of Doom. Raiders of the Lost Ark. If Indiana Jones isn't there, what happens? Either A, they never find the Ark of the Covenant, or B, they eventually find the Ark of the Covenant after digging just forever for years and years. And then...
After the war ends.
And then they open the Ark of the Covenant and they all die.
Yeah, you're right.
And then... Maybe even if they've sent a message to some more Nazis show up and open the Ark of the Covenant and they all die. And this continues forever until they run out of Nazis.
The monkey wouldn't have died.
Exactly. I think if anything, it would have been better if Indiana Jones wasn't there and then just an endless parade of Nazis just came into the room containing the Ark of the Covenant and all were turned to dust.
That's amazing. Mm. Temple of Doom, he does save all those kids.
Yep.
I love Temple of Doom. I know people are like, it's dark, it sucks or whatever. I love Temple of Doom. It's amazing.
Is it because of the brain eating?
No, not even. It's just a great... You know what? It's got an awesome fight scenes.
Mm.
Action scenes. And you know what? Most of them aren't even him. They're his stuntman. His name's Vic Armstrong or something like that. I might be wrong. But he's like this super handsome guy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even more handsome than Harrison Ford.
What?
Who's to say?
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford once wrote a thing to him, said, if you ever learned to speak, I'd be in serious trouble or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And Harrison Ford suffered this horrific back injury
during
that. And so most of the fight scenes are this other guy. So when you see him swinging and doing pretty much everything where you don't see his face or you can barely see his face, it's not him.
Huh.
So yeah.
Mm.
That being said, you're right, and Temple of Doom is a great movie, which is the point, wasn't it?
No, it's not.
What if he wasn't there for Crystal Skull? What would have happened?
Let me think.
Aliens?
Yeah, aliens.
Well, they would have got all the knowledge, but then it was too much knowledge. And then the city would have been destroyed. It would have been the same thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice work, Indiana Jones.
And he wouldn't have got married.
Yep.
Do you reckon they married him off?
No.
There's a rumor that Harrison Ford's deal in relation to Star Wars Episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
Which Carrie Fisher came out and again confirmed that they're all involved, even though Disney haven't announced anything.
Because
Carrie Fisher doesn't care.
She's a loose cannon.
Yeah. That part of the deal is that he wants to make another Indiana Jones movie.
All right.
You're cool with it?
I guess so.
Should they reboot it? Could they reboot it? You get like, you know who would have been good a few years ago? What's his name? He's in Inner Space.
Dennis Quaid,
yeah.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid 10, 15 years ago.
If the sequel had Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones in, like, the Sean Connery dad role.
Which I think the last one was supposed to
be. Yeah, it's supposed to be, but properly.
Yeah, properly.
And then somebody other than Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Mm. Shia LaBeouf. Once he gets this little inconvenience out of the way, we bring Shia back in.
I think I've said this before and I've taken heat for it. I reckon Josh Hartnett would be a good young Indiana Jones.
Yes, okay.
Especially off the back of Lucky Number 11, or The Wrong Man, or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
he's great, and he should be in more things. Mm. 30 Days of Night's an amazing movie as well.
Yes.
Josh Hartnett's great. Or Ashton Kutcher, whatever.
Mm. Yeah. Any of them.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically, they've got this Italian stronghold for the Avengers 2, which is supposed to be for Baron von Strucker, they think. And Baron von Strucker also supposedly has Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch working for him. And so maybe that's where they recruit them or they have a showdown.
What kind of jacket do you think Quicksilver will be wearing?
It's hard to say at this point. It really is. Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll steer away from the silver jacket.
Mm.
A la X-Men.
Do you think the super speed special effect has gotten better over the years?
No.
That's a shame.
Well, Bryan Singer has... Oh, probably. This was good in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Aside from probably too much shaky cam. Bryan Singer's shooting all those super speed things in his X-Men movie with that guy in 48 frames per second, I think.
Okay.
So I guess that'll add something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing.
Or nothing, or it'll look really, just really... You'll get your people just start vomiting in the cinema. That'd be great.
Other shooting locations include South Africa and South Korea for the Avengers 2. So it's very much a world film.
I mean, mostly the South.
Yes. Mm. Did I say South Korea?
Yes.
Yeah, South Korea, South Africa. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah, mostly, if not all, the South.
Mm.
Maybe they'll sneak into a few scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sneak into North Korea for a bit.
That's
That'd
right.
be great. That'd work out really well for everyone.
Joss Whedon has also said that his guiding star for the Avengers Age of Ultron is Godfather Part 2, in the sense that lots of things happen between the Avengers and the Avengers 2. It's a completely different story. The characters are developed. But you don't need to know any of that information going in. So you don't need to have seen the Iron Man 3 or Thor or whatever, Thor 2, going into Avengers 2. Because he's aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Captain America wakes up and he's got Beta Ray Bill's head in his bed. Hey? Guy's got a horse head. It's a reference for you.
Very good.
How do you like that?
Good pull.
Yeah.
Did you know I was going to...
No.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
You're very impressive.
I have a basic knowledge of things.
You sure do.
Mm.
Two actors from The Vampire Diaries, which I have not seen. You seen that show?
No.
Me neither. I don't know their names. I didn't write them down.
What do you think's going to be next after vampires and then
I think
Frankensteins?
I think Angels is going to be the next thing.
Okay.
Because they do it on Supernatural a lot. I like
right.
Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's Angels in I, Frankensteins, which tanked, by the way.
And Gargoyles also.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they are the Angels.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Pretty good, eh?
Really. Very good.
That tanked.
So maybe it won't be Angels.
I reckon it'll be Angels. Well, what else is there?
Mummies.
Mummies might come back. Sexy mummies, yeah.
Yep.
Have they done werewolves?
Have they done werewolves?
Anyway, two actors from that, a guy and a girl. One's a generic blonde
beholders.
Guy. Beholders.
Sexy beholders.
What's a beholder?
It's the Dungeons and Dragons monster. It's like a big ball.
Is that with the eye?
It's got like 10 eyes on its head.
Absolutely.
Sexy beholders. Like just... living in New York in the underground.
That'd
like
be amazing.
Sexy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like sexy beholder nightclubs. Like, yeah.
There's always a sexy nightclub in these things, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, these two people have been cast as Killer Frost and the Reverse Flash in the Flash TV series, which is a spin-off of the Arrow TV series. So there you go.
Great.
I know they're not those characters initially. They're the characters' real names who I didn't write down. You might know. Do you know? Doesn't matter.
They're in there somewhere.
Yeah, and then they'll develop into something.
Great.
More substantial. Are you going to watch the Flash pilot?
Yes.
TV series?
Yes,
I am. It's the last one with Dawson's dad from Dawson's Creek as the Flash.
Way back in the day, sure I did.
Yeah, I never saw it.
That show cost $1 million an episode, which back in the day was a lot of money.
I think that's still a lot of money. It's peanuts.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not even the catering.
It's got that bizarre kind of Burton kind of costume for the Flash.
It's very rubbery, yeah.
Very rubbery.
Very rubbery, very fake muscles. Yeah,
yeah. And Mark Hamill's the bad guy.
Sometimes, sure.
Yeah. In real life.
Yeah.
So there you go. Two bat suits are rumoured to be in Batman vs. Superman. Brace yourself. I've got about 40 minutes of this.
Is that like in Batman Forever?
Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
And Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of them is apparently going to be, you know, a traditional kind of Jim Lee kind of suit.
Yep.
Which I'm really looking forward to seeing. And the other one is like a silver kind of plating armor over a black material. And there's gaps between so you can see the black in between the silver plate.
Oh, that's very
Which
fancy.
Is again like Batman and Robin because he's wearing a silver plated
freeze
armor, I guess.
Probably.
That?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's very interesting. Or not interesting.
It's
so he can fight Superman, I guess.
Yeah.
I just want to see this suit. The thing is, well, it's 2 years of this. I can't do... It's not even 2 years. It's May of 2016. So it's longer than 2 years.
Wow.
I can't talk about this for 2 years.
No.
It's too much.
Well, maybe this is a trick and they're going to release it way ahead of time.
I would love that. Well, apparently the production hasn't stalled because they're saying like, oh, it's slowed down and people are like, Ben Affleck's going to quit or whatever, which is, I think is not true at all. Maybe it is. Who cares? The point is...
Just get Josh Hartnett.
Get Josh Hartnett. Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to probably cop a bit of flack for that.
Yep.
But I love Josh Hartnett and I loved him in H2O. The Mike Myers film.
The Halloween 20th anniversary.
Yes.
Great.
I don't know what I was going to say. 2 years.
If we're
going
to do, if we do an episode of all-time worst titled films,
yes.
I think H20 has to go in there because it's not the 20th film in the series.
It's 20 years after.
It's right, but it's not, and it's not about water, which a lot of people assumed.
Oh yeah,
they assumed it was an H2O based film, based horror film.
That's it. Mm. So there you go. Make of that what you will.
Fantastic.
So it's not being delayed. So they're still going to film it and everything because apparently if they don't do it, it's going to clash with Ben Affleck's other projects. Blah blah blah. Mm.
So, Jersey Girl 2.
Great.
Geely 2.
And So I guess, I think the only reason is there must be serious troubles or they're doing Justice League or both.
Maybe. Maybe what we should do is each week we can have Shia LaBeouf news or Batman vs. Superman news and not both.
Fair enough.
Yep.
That's fair.
What if they combine though? What if he gets a role?
That would be amazing.
What if he's Jimmy Olsen?
What if he's Clark Kent? Ant-Man, though,
yes.
has taken the July 7th, 2015 release date of Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, just slotting in there.
I think because, you know...
Do you think that's deliberate?
Yeah, absolutely, because Batman vs. Superman was moved to the date of a an unnamed Marvel film in 2016. And whatever that Marvel movie is going to be, it's going to get smashed.
Right.
Unless it's Iron Man versus Thor, but even then...
That happened already, so...
Yeah, exactly, it did. So, that who knows what they're going to do.
Mm.
Mm. I'm just going to jump back to television just quickly.
Okay.
You know the Gotham TV series?
It's against protocol, but that's fine.
You know the Gotham TV series?
Yep.
Do
we have mustache news?
When I don't mustache? Have mustache news. I'm assuming... I hope he's got a mustache. You have to give him a mustache. Because you can't know mustache and then have him grow a mustache.
I don't know, maybe you can.
This is another thing I'm going to talk about just quickly.
Just mustaches?
This isn't on here. Just mustaches. Kevin Smith and, what's his name? I think it's the guy who did the animated Batman.
Paul Dini?
Yeah, it might be Paul Dini. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, they floated this idea for a young Bruce Wayne series that follows him through high school and then up to when he becomes Batman. And then about a month later, they've set in Gotham. This TV series is going to focus on Jim Gordon and a 12-year-old Bruce Wayne, and it's going to end with him putting on the costume. So Kevin Smith's like, I think they stole this idea! But I think that's probably an idea that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teen.
I mean, it's very convenient.
It is, yeah.
I mean, but hey, who knows?
You never really think of Batman going to high school.
Well, that's the thing. It's never been explored. And they're talking about being kind of a mystery thing, and all of these, a few of his rogues gallery are there, and the principal's, or the headmaster, whatever they call him in the US, is like Hugo Strange, and they're like, this is Talia al Ghul!
Ugh,
yeah, and I hate that, yeah. So there you go. But anyway, back to Gotham.
What if the final scene in that series is just, it's Batman, it's Bruce Wayne putting on the Bat costume, and then like back-to-back with Jim Gordon, and he's just grooming a mustache. And then we go, oh, it's all come together.
But the thing is, I like...
But they never see each other. It's one of those weird contrived scenarios where they never look the other way, so they never know.
I like Kevin Smith, but I think he's too close to Batman and he loves it too much to do anything with it.
Also...
Because I think he's crippled by his fandom.
Yeah. He's crippled by his fandom in that last Batman comic that he wrote.
The Widening Gyre.
No, the one after that, Cacophony.
Oh, yeah, it's not good, is it?
It's the worst Batman story I've ever read.
You gave me that. You've got to check this out. And
you will not believe it.
Because Kevin Smith's clearly written himself as the Bruce Wayne character.
Right.
Because he's the best writer in the world. And,
yeah, that's right.
But people don't realize it. And
yeah.
There's a whole bunch. And Batman invites a guy who he doesn't even know into the Batcave.
Reveals his secret identity.
Straight. And then that guy immediately kills his girlfriend.
Who exists solely for the purposes of
being,
becoming the love interest and then being killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he's too close to it. I think he loves it too much to get involved in it. And also I think people would flip out. And again, I like Kevin Smith. I think he's great, but he's better as a fan and somebody commenting on it than a.
And also, he'll put in a Blunt Man and Chronic cameo, and that's not going to work.
No, that's it. And what was I originally saying? The Penguin is going to be a villain, the first villain in Gotham. I'm assuming Oswald Cobblepot, though, and not the actual Penguin, because they're talking about no wacky villains to start with.
Okay.
It's before Batman and whatever. So he'll probably be like, maybe he's running for mayor. With Christopher Walken's help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bite someone's nose off.
Absolutely.
Or whatever happened
to that
movie.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Could be a fishmonger.
Yeah. I'm okay. I think that'd be interesting.
Could work in an umbrella store.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to close that curtain again. That car, like last week, is shining right in my eyes.
Okay.
Unless you want to pull that one down just there. Use your hands.
This one here.
And skills, yeah.
What am I doing?
It's a cord. It's a curtain.
I am aware they're of familiar.
Oh, I see. They're in most houses.
No, I don't. Here we go.
Great,
we did it.
It's way darker in here
now.
It's
too dark now.
Brilliant. It's you managed to put it up a little bit.
No,
doesn't matter. Back to Batman versus Superman. Gal Gadot was apparently signed a 3-picture deal.
Gal Gadot update.
Gal Gadot update.
How do we spell it?
Oh, don't
how
know. How do we say it? I'm just saying Gal Gadot okay, for now, because it can't be Gadot.
Maybe it's Gadot.
It could it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Mm.
The first deal of which will net her a cool $300,000 for a Batman vs. Superman appearance.
That's nearly a third of an episode of the 1980s Flash TV series.
The next movie is rumored to be Justice League and then a Wonder Woman solo movie. So there you go. Good for that, I guess.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, the villains.
Female-fronted superhero films. How many have there been? Elektra?
Elektra, Catwoman.
I don't think Catwoman counts. I'm just putting my foot down. It doesn't count.
Fair enough, yeah. That's pretty much it. No, there are others, no doubt. But just female? I mean, if you count Tomb Raider, there's that, I guess.
Huh, okay.
Do you count Tomb Raider?
No.
Do you remember the time we saw Tomb Raider 2 Cradle of Life? There was nothing out that week and we'll go, let's go see Tomb Raider. How bad could it be? And it was the worst movie.
I'll be honest, I don't really remember which one is one and which one is two.
I've only seen two.
I don't know if I've seen one or two, I'll be honest with you.
Two's the one where she goes and finds the Pandora's box. Okay. And at the end she's going to open it.
Is there ice involved at the end?
I think that's Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. You don't remember?
No.
Wow. Because that really cut you deep at the time.
Huh. Well, I buried it very deep then, evidently.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. A whole lot of our Batman vs. Superman rumors for what the story is going to be about. Take this with a grain of salt, Mason. A grain of salt as big as an apple. Just chomp on that
grain of salt.
Okay. The villains are supposedly Lex Luthor and Metallo.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Metallo or Metallo?
I'm going to say Metallo.
Oh, okay, cool.
Two L's.
I've always said Metallo.
Well, you're wrong, aren't you?
Batman
Put
also...
it down, walk away.
Okay.
Walk away. Walk away from the pop culture podcast.
Batman forms a UN-type deal to stop Superman from destroying another city.
Batman forms a UN deal?
Yeah.
With who? With the UN?
That's a really good question, yeah.
Batman's not making deals.
He's not
with
making
government.
Deals.
Don't like
no.
that.
Yeah.
I'm against it so far, but continue.
Aquaman is in it, but he's not called Aquaman.
Ooh.
He's called, I don't know, maybe Aquaboy.
Moist Man.
Moist Man.
Moisture Man.
Apparently he's there because the world engine in the ocean did something to the fish.
What if he was called, like, Vitamin Water Man? Like they inexplicably really, really crass deal with some sort of promotional product.
That'd be amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gatorade Man.
Gatorade Man, yeah. But no, he's there because you remember the world engine?
Yes.
That was like drilling through the earth?
Yep.
It did something to the fish. So he turns up and he's like, what's going on, guys? What's going on?
My fish. Having a bad time of it.
So, I guess that's all right. I mean, but what's he going to do? Show up and go, what's going on? They're like, they left. And he's like, okay. Well,
I'm still mad about it. I'll be over here.
You're dropping your fingers.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonder Woman poses as a Wayne Enterprise employee. That was good. That was a good visual gag that everybody at home missed except for me. That was great.
I don't always do it for the audience.
That's true. Mm. Wonder Woman poses as a Wayne Enterprises investor to retrieve an item that belongs to her people.
Ooh.
Maybe like a, I don't know. A hair curling iron?
Steady on, mate.
I know. I really like Wonder Woman. I wish I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to edit it out.
No, don't do it.
Because I'm true to who I am.
You want
to
look like a
real
prick. Idiot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lex Luthor is in the shadows a lot. I'm presuming literally and figuratively. Did I say those words right?
Yes.
Good. He doesn't have much face time with Superman.
As in the app. The
yeah, that's
the
right.
iPhone app.
Exactly. Robin apparently betrayed Batman at some point, leading to a falling out between the two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why he's Nightwing, maybe?
That's why he's Nightwing. But isn't it the other way around? Where, like, Nightwing leaves because he's like, I had enough of your bullshit, Batman.
They keep retconning it.
Yeah.
It goes back and forth.
I really like Nightwing.
Yeah.
He's like Batman, but fun.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great hair.
Yeah, great hair. Mm. The Batcave...
1970s disco collar.
Yeah, that's why you love that, yeah.
Yeah.
The Batcave will...
You know what I love in comic books, and I've always loved it?
The pictures.
The pictures. The pictures and the fun stories. But also, like, any time somebody, like, changes their look or their attitude or their costume or whatever, or they change, and it's always like, get ready, world, because here comes Nightwing. And then in the speech bubble, it's Nightwing is said in, like, the Nightwing font.
Yeah.
I love a bit of that.
And the costume reflects the time.
Yeah.
Very
much
so.
That's great. I wish they did that in every issue of every comic.
Ah, imagine. Because you don't ever see Batman or Superman doing that either, do you?
They'd be like, hey, Robin, come and go on this, stop this crime boss. And he's like, Robin doesn't exist anymore. he's retired or something. It's time for Nightwing.
Popped collar.
Pop disco collar.
The Batcave is apparently super cool looking. And the mobile looks similar to Burton's. I don't know what that means.
Mobile?
It says mobile.
M-O-B-I-L-E. Is there an apostrophe?
Nah.
I think it means Batmobile. I think you've copied and pasted incorrectly somehow.
Yeah. I'd say that would be the case, yeah. Mm. I mean, that's the classic Batman. People love that that Batmobile.
Yes.
It's a bit impractical, though. It's really, really long.
It's very long.
I think there's other designs you can do something else.
But it does have that weird hoist thing in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
It lifts it up and turns it around.
It does, too.
Yeah.
It's
got that shield system where you start and it turns into like a weird gothic castle.
A weird stop motion shield that appears over it. Yeah, I think the Tumblr's great for its time, whatever. That's great for its time. There are a lot of other really interesting Batmobile designs.
Thank you.
Which could be used.
I think so.
But hey, what do I know?
I do like the classic one with anything with the wings. Anything bat themed.
Yeah, sure.
Tumblr's too generic.
Yeah, you're right. In the, in that Arkham Origins, he's building the Batmobile in that, but he's got the jet.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
What a shit game.
Yeah!
No, that's all right, it's pretty good. We did an episode on it.
We did.
Episode 13. Or 18. Or 4.
5. I think it was 5.
Check it out.
Yeah, please do.
I bet you.
Oh. I'm not going to.
I know.
I don't listen to the episode. I'm not even really listening now.
You know, it's got to the point, it pains me, because, you know, I edit these. I'm so sick of my
voice. Do you edit these?
I edit them, because I have to... I take out the white noise and whatever. And, if I have to get up to pull a curtain down, I'll take that out.
That'd never happen, though.
No. So, yeah. Lois is investigating Lex.
Anyway, were you going to say that you're sick of the sound?
I'm sick of it. Yeah. I'm fucking sick of it. Yeah. So I don't know how anybody else is listening. And then I have to take that, like, a very specific clip and put pictures to it and put on my YouTube channel. And that takes a very long time. And I have to listen to that same 5 or 6 minutes about 100 times.
And then you put it up and you're very proud. And then somebody puts in a comment. It's like, why don't you kill yourself? And you're like, oh, no.
My labor of love.
That's how it goes.
Lois Lane is investigating Lex, which makes sense, okay. I guess.
She is a keen reporter. She's got that hat with a press pass in it.
She sure does. Mm. Metallo. Did I say that right?
No.
Mobile.
Yes.
Metallo.
Yep.
Kills Clark.
What does that mean?
Well, it says inverted commas. Kills.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm assuming, like, he thinks he kills him.
Oh, okay.
And the Daily Planet is bought by Lex Luthor for PR purposes. PR purposes. I bet that sounded good on the microphone. PR purposes. And at the end, Superman is living in exile, and the Justice League is a government-approved superhero team.
Is he on the Justice League?
Doesn't say. Yes or no.
Because I want all the information before I go into the film.
Absolutely.
I want every single piece of information, so nothing is a surprise, and I've ruined it for myself.
Good. Mm. I think, you know what I'd like to see?
Yes.
I'd like to see if he's on the Justice League, but he's not around for the first part, and Doomsday comes in, and it's like kicking heads, and... Because no one else can really fight Doomsday except Superman.
That's true.
Really. Well, there's a few others, I'm sure. Maybe the Flash would last a couple of seconds.
Maybe Batman in that fancy new silver suit.
Yeah. Just dazzle him with how good he looks. Yeah, and then Superman comes in and has to deal with it.
Love it.
I think that would be cool. But anyway, who knows? So there you go. There's all those Superman Batman rumors for this week. That only took about 45 hours.
Great. Well, I look forward to another 45 hours next week.
Quentin Tarantino, you're familiar with his work?
Yes.
He's made movies?
Yes.
What's your least favourite Tarantino movie?
Least favourite. Death Proof. Yeah, it is Death Proof, right, yeah.
That goes for so long.
Mm.
Yeah. Were you going to say another one?
No, it's definitely Death Proof. You've got my number there.
I'm going to say that the Kill Bill movies aren't that good.
Wow, you're going to get flack.
I like...
No flack. who's to say?
I mean, they're fine, but I think 2's much better than 1.
Mm.
It's not really my thing. 2's more interesting because there's got more interesting kind of conversation and story development.
Uh-huh.
1's just a lot of chopping, which is good. But it gets to a point where it's like, this is a lot of chopping.
We've had enough chopping. Come on, Quentin.
Anyway, he's canned The Hateful Eight. He was making a movie called The Hateful Eight. It was another Western.
Oh, and then the script got leaked.
Because it leaked. He gave it to a handful of people. One of them was Michael Marsden. Madson.
Keep giving me options. There we go.
And a few other people.
Michael Metallomobile.
He hasn't said who or who he thinks it is. He says it might have been an agent of somebody he gave it to, but he only gave it to 6 people and it somehow leaked.
So it's whoever is not cast in the next one.
Yeah, you're probably...
So Madson is not involved in the next one. It's because he leaked it.
Yeah. So he's just shut it down. He's gone, not doing it. Which I think is amazing because I'm sure, you know what, everybody involved in that would be so annoyed. Because you leaked it thinking, oh, this is pretty great. I'm going to leak this on the internet or whatever or show people. And it leaks. And then he's just shut the whole thing
down.
That's a lesson.
It's probably your mate Nailbiter 111 or whoever it is.
Probably was.
Yeah.
He's always...
Guy's a monster.
Inside sourcing. Mm. Yeah. You know, he's got a few movies, though, that haven't been made. Killer Crow was one about African-American soldiers in World War II, which he's probably not going to make. Kill Bill 3, he's probably not going to make. He's been talking about it for a while.
Well, everybody's hearts got exploded.
Yeah, well, that's
by
right.
By that, so who's...
Well, the story was, do you remember she goes into the woman's house? I think it's at the start of the second one. And... Her name's Vicka A. Fox, is that her name?
Vivica A. Fox, yeah.
Vivica
A.
I'm not doing well this week, am
not
I?
Not at all. You're not good with words or names. It's all right, this isn't an audio medium, so it's fine.
That's fine, doesn't matter. She kills... she kills her.
Yep.
Whose name I'm not going to say. But her daughter's there.
Oh,
and
revenge.
She's like, come and see me in 20 years.
Double revenge.
Yeah, double revenge. So that's probably... I mean, so he could still do it in... When did that come out? 2003?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so, you know.
So are these other Quentin Tarantino... projects. Has he written the scripts for these?
I don't think so. I think Killer Crow probably got a bit far along. But The Hateful Eight's going to become a book. He's like, I want to publish this as a book. And I've got 10 other ideas in my head. My giant head.
Yep.
I have a giant light bulb head. And he's going to move on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They may want to proofread that book, though, before it goes out. Suppose, isn't Inglourious Basterds called Inglourious Basterds with those spelling mistakes? Because that's...
Oh, because he made that spelling mistake.
Yeah, he made two spelling mistakes in 2 words.
Really?
In the
I did not know that.
Apparently, spelling's atrocious.
No, that's all right. My spelling's not great. How's yours?
It's great. It's the best spelling in this room. Tell you what.
I believe that. Another one was the Vega Brothers film he's been talking about making. You know, because John Travolta and Michael Madsen.
Yep.
They're brothers. One's in Pulp Fiction. One's in Reservoir Dogs.
Uh-huh.
Both killed but there was going to be a prequel movie where they hang out. But they're both far too old. Also,
they really are.
I think I've established this before. I hate John Travolta.
You do hate him, yes.
Because he's had too many chances.
Uh-huh.
Big. I think I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Big star in the 70s with Grease and Saturday Night Fever. Then he pissed it away for years.
Uh-huh.
Doing Look Who's Talking Now and whatever. Quentin Tarantino's like, you're a great guy. Remember when you were cool, Travolta?
Let's make you cool again.
And yeah, Pulp Fiction. And he's amazing in Pulp Fiction because I do think he's a good actor.
Uh-huh.
Then he's just pissed it away again. Get Shorty's pretty good.
Yep.
Be Cool I have not seen, but right. Looks like the worst fucking movie ever made. Every Travolta movie is pretty much garbage. Old Dogs, Wild Hogs, just a string.
Wild Dogs, that one where he's attacked by wild dogs.
Just a string of crap, and he doesn't deserve another chance.
That's true. Yeah. I think you're right. Also, I feel it's Wolverine X-Men Origins syndrome.
Yeah.
Where the adventures that the Vega brothers had prior to Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, whatever you imagine,
yeah,
is probably better than what would come out on screen.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed Quentin Tarantino films very much.
Yeah.
But just imagining them having crazy crime-based adventures back in the day.
Yeah.
Whatever comes on screen, you'd be like, oh yeah.
Exactly.
It's fine,
yeah.
I guess.
And it's like Machete as well. Mm. I haven't seen those, but I'd imagine, I think those trailers are more amusing than the actual movies, I'd imagine.
I'd say so, yeah.
I mean, because I see the trailers, I'm like, that's fun.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, I don't want to sit through a movie of that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I just want to quickly, before we move on, Mason.
Yes.
Thank everyone for the iTunes rankings. I've got a new goal. Do you know what my goal is?
What is that?
I want to be really good at
CrossFit.
CrossFit, that's right. Maybe moving a big tire.
Yep.
Getting on a rope and climbing
tough
a rope.
Mudder.
Tough mudder. Yeah. All those
what
things.
What is your actual goal?
My actual goal is I want to get up the top of iTunes in the, like, what is it? The featured. I want to be featured, Mason.
In the most egotistical section.
Exactly.
That's what you're shooting for, mate. You're going to get there. I tell you what.
Because I have zero goals in life.
Great.
Just drift.
Uh-huh.
Just drift through, do whatever. Nothing matters.
Just go to a town, fight some crime.
Exactly.
Move on. Use your judo.
So I want this to be the goal. I want to get this. Because I need something to work towards, otherwise there's no point to anything for me.
Fantastic.
I'll just die alone. I mean, I'll die alone anyway,
yep.
But I'll die alone once being featured on iTunes. Are you with me?
Yes. I feel that I should support him in this endeavor because otherwise something bad might happen. It's lucky he can't hear this because it's in my low voice. Yes, James, I'm on board. Let's do this, mate. Here we go. Do whatever that thing you said was.
We've got so many good stars and reviews and whatever. I really appreciate it. I want to keep that going, hopefully.
Okay.
Selfish, yes. I know stars and reviews and anything don't matter because we get amazing downloads anyway. We get amazing correspondence. This is completely irrelevant whether we get this or not because the show's going really well. That being said, it's something I've decided I want for no reason.
Great.
And I'll probably change my mind next week. So yeah.
So next week you'd be like, I don't want the limelight. I don't want any of this.
I'm gonna sit in a room with a paper bag in my head that says I don't have a podcast on iTunes anymore, and then people can hit me with Transformers toys or whatever.
I'm on
whatever's
board.
Happening there. So yeah, review or don't. I guess my point is, I'm already kind of lukewarm on it already. Now that I've calmed down, my mind is broken.
Evidently, yes.
Yeah. Well, look. In the spirit of things moving into development hell, like The Hateful Eight,
yes.
Like the Vega Brothers film,
ooh.
Like the Venga Boys, like all those things.
Oh, the Venga Boys film, yeah. Sure.
I thought we could talk about some films that have been stuck in development hell.
Oh, okay.
For years.
Yes.
There's a long list, Mason. I've picked a few notable ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some comic book movie, some not.
Some regular movie.
Some regular movie.
I don't know if I'm qualified to talk about regular movie, but all right.
I'm going to start with the most probably one of the most famous ones. Can you guess what it is?
No.
Ghostbusters 3.
Oh.
I can't believe you, of all people, the biggest Ghostbusters 2 fan.
It's not true.
Ghostbusters 2 is good. I don't care what anyone says.
It's good.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
You're a dickhead if you don't like it, Mason.
Okay, fine.
Do you like it?
No, I do. It's good.
You're good.
Scaleri Brothers. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember things from it.
Now, there was an unofficial...
I mean, they did really kind of attempt to... We need a giant thing at the end.
Yeah.
So let's make the Statue of Liberty move. I mean, that's fun and interesting.
With a Nintendo controller.
Oh, yeah.
Sign of the times.
There you go.
There was a Ghostbusters 3 kind of unofficially. That Ghostbusters video game.
That's true,
did
yeah.
Did you ever play that game?
No. Was it good?
Apparently it was good for like a Ghostbusters-ish game or whatever.
Right.
Oh, no, like, and it was kind of a third-person-y shooter kind of thing. I never played it, and I won't now because it's got past that point. If a game's older than 3 months old, I'll never play it.
Don't. The, never go
that's
back.
That's my rule. Exactly.
Never go back.
All the voice cast back, Bill Murray and all.
Oh.
And you play as a new Ghostbuster, and I think that guy doesn't talk, and everyone just talks around
Chad Buster.
Chad Buster.
And all my fake characters are called Chad.
Yeah, I know, right?
Or Jake.
Or Jake. Jake Chisel. So the Ghostbusters video game, that was sort of the unofficial third movie. But there's been a movie trying to get off the ground since like the 90s, since the early 90s, since Ghostbusters 2 came out.
And it's a case of people alternately wanting to be in the movie, but then not be in the movie.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They're out all of a sudden inexplicably, and then the script isn't ready, but then it is ready. And then people read the script, and then they're on board, and then somebody's out because of the script again for some reason.
You're exactly right. That's how this whole thing reads. I've very briefly written the process.
Great.
It's not that interesting.
Okay.
But you know,
folks, get ready to make a mind map.
So basically, Dan Aykroyd wrote a script in the 90s where they're transported to an alternative version of Manhattan called Manhattan. Hell. That's the
plan. Oh, I get it.
I get
it now. Yeah. Okay,
and they meet the devil, and it features younger actors and with older actors in the background, and Venkman is gone until a cameo at the end.
Okay.
Now, this was reviewed on one website. I can't remember which one. Might have been IGN or Ain't It Cool. Or comicbookmovie.com.
That's
the official
one of the
podcast.
Best ones.
Yes, it is. And apparently all
the official website of this podcast.
Apparently, though, all the characters are in it. The younger characters are completely interchangeable. And the only thing that's interesting is the Bill Murray kind of cameo at the end.
Okay.
So there you go. In 2004, we're going to skip ahead a bit.
Okay.
Murray was said he was still not interested in it, and he despised sequels, despite being in Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Right, precisely.
although
it's possible they just got his performance from Garfield 2 by taking audio snippets from all his other films and putting them together.
You're right. That's exactly it. Again, they're talking about younger actors involved.
That's why he's always talking about Steve Zissou.
He is, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. So younger actors again. One of the names rumoured was Ben Stiller. But it's got to a point now where Ben Stiller is not
young
anymore. As this movie's been going for that long, Ben Stiller has aged horribly.
Correct, yes.
He's all right, good on him. Mm. Walter Mitty.
But then he was in that film, what was it, The Crew or something?
The Crew.
Wasn't he in that?
What's The Crew?
Was it like a Richard, it was Jonah Hill was in it?
Oh, The Watch.
The Watch.
Right. That's very Ghostbusters. Yeah. That's not as bad as people say. It's not brilliant. It's fine.
Okay.
People are like, it's the worst comedy. It's the worst comedy.
Incorrect. Wild Dogs is.
That's right.
Where John Travolta's
no,
attacked
old
by Wild Dogs.
No, Old Dogs is worse than Wild Dogs. Oh, wait. That's your made-up one,
isn't
it?
That's my made-up one.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But I think it's a testament to the quality of the films he picks that I could make up a film where John Travolta's just attacked by Wild Dogs for 2 hours and you'd believe it. So.
That's it. Murray also said in 2010 that he'll only do
Wait, what happened in that intervening 6 years?
Just a bunch of crap. All that stuff you said at the start about this.
Oh, right.
That's what
in
happened.
And out. Okay.
He'd only do it if his character was killed off in the first reel.
Yep.
But he also teased, he's like kind of teasing, he's like back and forth with yes and no, and he actually accepted an award for Zombieland in the Ghostbusters outfit.
Oh, right, okay.
And then he's like, oh no, this is just unrelated. I didn't have anything clean to wear.
Uh-huh.
So people were like, he came out, people were like, whoa, my God, it's happening! Then he's like, nah, calm down.
Was that an MTV award?
Something like that, yeah. Uh-huh. Might have been, yeah. Or some European thing. Some weird European thing.
Whoa, don't care for that.
Dan Aykroyd mentioned the name Matthew Gray Goobler.
Yeah, from Criminal Minds.
As being involved in it. He's like, I want that guy.
Interesting.
What do you want that guy? You know what I hate about that guy?
What's that?
Aside from his smug, skeletal face.
Yes, what
I
else?
I don't watch that show. I've heard it's okay. But he's like, he's the nerd guy in it.
The
but
very
he's clearly,
handsome nerd
he's
guy.
He's so
yeah.
handsome.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know? Mm. I mean, is he a guy who we'd be like, you get a young actor, you get someone up and coming. Do you go for Matthew Gray Goobler?
No, I don't think you do. No. I think you go for... Who's left? I don't even know
well,
anymore.
Well, John Hodgman was also hinted at, but John Hodgman came and said that was a joke.
He's one of those young, fresh faces.
I love John Hodgman. That would have been great, yeah. In 2012, skip forward 2 years, if you will, Mason.
Okay.
Come with me on this journey.
I'm ready.
Aykroyd said that Murray would not return, and they need his permission to recast him or use him as a CGI ghost, a.k.a. Return of the Jedi, a.k.a. young Anakin Skywalker.
Great. Who are the ghosts in Ghostbusters?
Well, yeah.
Because some of them are...
What's Slimer?
Some of them are dead people, but some of them are...
Slimer.
Horrific hell dimension yeah. of Slimers, yeah.
I don't know.
It's a bit vague, isn't it?
It is a bit vague.
Mm. Apparently the original script for Ghostbusters was a lot weirder.
Yeah.
Like, it was much more sort of horror themed. Yeah. More like lots of parallel universes and, you know, like the scene at the end with the pyramid on top of the building and the parallel dimension, it was all kind of that.
It was the whole way through.
There's a lot of traveling through parallel dimensions and
that would have spun people out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of crystal skulls filled with vodka. Nom nom nom.
That sounds like Howard the Duck, the movie. A lot of parallel dimensions in that. Or maybe just one or two. Egg-shaped Earth.
Oh, right, yes. Continue.
Sorry. Now, Reitman's saying who's probably going to be directing it. You know Reitman.
He's fantastic. He's a genius.
Yeah. Could be a remake now. And it just goes on and on, and it's left open for Murray to change his mind if he wants to. Is it got to the point? Let's do a rating system for this.
Uh-huh.
Fuck off. Completely fuck off. Or, yeah, let's see this.
Yeah, let's see this.
Yeah, you're still keen.
Yep.
All right.
Still keen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Ghostbusters is still there.
Yeah.
That was a good film. Remake, reboot, who cares?
Okay.
First one still holds up, so.
It does. Yeah. And the second one, your favourite one.
Yep. Wait, no!
Deadpool.
Yep, okay.
This has been going on for a while.
How long has that been in development?
Pretty much since before Wolverine Origins or around that time.
Since Blade 3. Since
you know
Ryan Reynolds
appeared. Right.
Since Ryan
You're
Reynolds
right,
appeared
actually,
as, a,
yeah.
as an action star
yeah.
who can say a joke while swinging a sword. People have been like, oh, it's Deadpool.
But you notice they've never really kind of done that well, though. He can do it,
yeah.
but they've never kind of utilized it really well.
That's true.
Yeah. That idea was pretty much killed in Wolverine Origins, or initially. They were still talking about it, but then that really kind of, that was the big thing that put the brakes on that.
Right, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is still attached. A VFX artist, Tim Miller, was hired to direct it in 2013. That was after the whole back and forth for years, and are they going to make it, blah, 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 and whatever. I don't know any of his work. I think it was going to be his debut.
Oh, okay.
His debut.
Mm-hmm. His Metallo.
His Metallo, yes. Now, originally it was going to be PG-13.
No, bad sign.
Possibly changed to R. But you know what I think they should do?
Yes.
If they do it. Do what they do with Wolverine Origin. Not Wolverine Origin, that's the worst.
The Wolverine?
The Wolverine Origin. The Wolverine. Yeah, where, what is it? You do your PG-13 cut, and then you R-rate it when you release it on DVD.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you make your money, and that's how you make everybody happy.
Because
mm-hmm. otherwise, if you release generally, R-rated comic book movies don't do well. Because you can't get everybody. Because you can't get the kids.
That's
you can't
true.
Get the action figures.
Can't get the lunchboxes.
Can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, apparently, there's going to be a lot of him breaking the fourth wall, you know, as Deadpool often uh-huh. does in the comics.
That might get annoying after a while.
Yeah. 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 Now, both Ryan Reynolds and the new director said in October 2013 that it was close to being greenlit, and that's the last thing we've really heard. Do you think it'll happen? Well, Fox are building the X-Men universe. And in addition to that, the X-Force movie is moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Wadlow will write. He did Kick-Ass 2, and I think Never Back Down, or one of those movies that's like that.
Oh, okay.
He'll possibly direct, and Cable will appear in the X-Force one as well. Mm. So we might see X-Force before we see the other one.
I'm still on board.
Still on board?
Yes.
All right.
Mm.
That's 2 for 2.
That is 2 for 2. We're doing really well.
Do you like Deadpool?
In small doses, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you get, you know, 50 issues of his comic and you read them back to back, that's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little too self-referential.
Yeah. I've heard the game is not good. There's a Deadpool game. The same guys who did the Transformers War for Cybertron games.
Right.
Apparently, the character's really good and well done in it. Uh-huh. And he's all aware that he's in a video game and whatever, but it's just a very kind of bland, generic.
I've heard that also, yeah.
That
if you're not on board with having, you know, fun with the conventions of a video game.
I'm not.
Oh, well then you won't enjoy it.
Yeah. So there we go. Hellboy 3. This one's been back and forth for years. It was delayed initially for a number of reasons. One of them was because Guillermo del Toro was doing The Hobbit.
Uh-huh.
I would have liked to see his version of The Hobbit. Have you been watching the new Hobbit movies?
I haven't seen either of them yet.
You know?
Yeah. See, on one hand, I think it's good that they've got The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Same director, same universe.
Agreed.
It's a continuous style. It's
yeah.
kept the same. But yeah, maybe you're right. It would be a little bit crazy.
But a lot
also, it's a different era.
It is a different era, exactly. And it also seems to me, first of all, it's obviously been stretched out into three films when it didn't need to be.
Yep.
There's a whole lot of excess kind of stuff. I haven't read The Hobbit. I have purposely, I remember not reading it because I wanted to see the cinematic interpretation.
Oh.
The same thing for Lord of the Rings. I started reading it and I'm like, this is really painful.
There's too much singing.
There's way too much singing.
There's too much walking and singing.
Yeah. So I enjoy the movies more than I did or what I read of the book. But The Hobbit just goes forever.
Mm.
And it's also, ever since for Return of the King, especially the end, you know the Return of the King, it ends 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which apparently the book does as well. Like half of, well not half, but a big chunk of that book is just what happened afterwards and Sam went back to the Shire and then there was a battle.
He started up a small business. Business went bust. His wife left him.
Exactly.
But then he started another small business. He got a small business loan and then... I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I think about The Hobbit. And So basically, Peter Jackson has been given free reign. Which is why King Kong is what it is.
Right.
Which is why The Hobbit and The Hobbit Part 2 go forever.
They've just said, hey, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want, yeah. Because they make money regardless. Now, Ron Perlman has said he'd love to do it, but it says it's very physically demanding on him because he's 60 plus now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
And so it's pretty taxing for him to wear all those prosthetics and jump around, get up, get down. jump.
Sorry. I get it. That's good.
And it's just got... I think it's one of those things I would love to see it.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think they cost a lot of money. But most people don't know who he is, unfortunately.
That's true, yeah.
But they're such good movies.
Yeah, I really enjoy them. Maybe they could do a BPRD movie.
What's that?
The Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense.
Okay, yep.
And they can have, you know, a lot of sort of side characters from Hellboy.
Yeah.
And then Hellboy in, like, more of a cameo role.
Yep,
and then
sure.
He wouldn't have to wear the prosthetics for 12 hours a day or whatever.
Fair point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those paranormal investigation movies work really well. R.I.P.D.
Oh, no, you're right. What was I thinking?
No, that could totally work. That could totally work because it's such an interesting world made and whatever. I mean, I didn't love Pacific Rim. I would have much preferred to see another Hellboy
movie. Right? Yeah,
and Pacific Rim's fine, whatever, like it or don't. Mm. It is exactly what it is, and for that, it succeeds in that way. But that's not really something that I'm that wrapped in. Good on it, whatever. But Guillermo has also said that it might take a comic form, but.
You mean like the Hellboy comics?
Like the Hellboy comics, but Mike Mignola, mm-hmm. who the Hellboy creator or whatever, he's vetoed that. He's like, no, not happening.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. What do you think? See it or...
I want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
3 for 3.
I'm going to say out of these three, I want to see really Hellboy. I could take or leave the other ones.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masters...
We've all got different preferences of things.
We sure do,
That's what
Mason.
Makes the world an amazing place.
Australian Day.
Australia Day. Whatever day that is.
It is the 26th.
Yes.
I'm such an idiot.
You really?
Oh, wow. Man. You know why? Because I absorb myself in all this comic book nonsense now. I used to do other things. I used to watch the news. I have no idea what's happening in the world now. Ask me what's happening in the world.
What's happening in the world, James?
Dunno.
Wow. You really don't have any knowledge of the outside world. You've proven it just then.
Yeah. Masters of the Universe.
Okay. I had no idea about that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, He-Man, Masters of the Universe, whatever you want to call it. Now, there was originally going to be a sequel to the 1987 original.
Uh-huh.
And those, we've talked about this before, the sets from that movie and the Spider-Man movie, which they were going to make, went into Cyborg.
There you go. Yeah,
I think
that's
we spoke
right.
about that before. Uh-huh. Things kind of sat on the shelf for a while. He-Man came back in the early 2000s in a new cartoon.
Mm.
Remember when we sat down and watched the entire first season of He-Man, the
yes.
cartoon?
From the 80s, sure, yeah.
Pretty, it's pretty rough.
It's really, You're not watching it to enjoy it. You're enduring it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amusing, but I think at some point it broke our brains.
When, many years prior to this,
yeah.
we were going to do a podcast, like right at the advent of podcasting. But we didn't really understand how any of it worked.
No, and we still
and
don't.
And we still don't, as evidenced by the wildly fluctuating audio quality and wildly fluctuating content quality. But we were going to do a podcast called Never Look Back. I don't
That's
know if you remember
right,
that.
We were.
And we're going to go through various pop culture things. And just inevitably come to the conclusion of never go back to that.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the angry video game nerd and the nostalgia chick and all that have done it.
All that happened. That's exactly
yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'd
yeah.
have thought about it.
I noticed you didn't say nostalgia critic then. You said nostalgia chick. And
some people do it better. Anyway, I had this thought. Yeah. Do you want to hear an odd thought?
Do I ever?
Because in the Transformers cartoon,
yeah,
it's slightly different from the movies. Like when the Transformers live on Cybertron and they transform from like a robot to like a space shuttle or like a hover car,
yeah,
some sort of spacey kind of futuristic thing.
Yeah.
And then they're all on their spaceship and it crash lands on Earth and they're all knocked offline. And while they're unconscious, the ship's computer, in order to help them blend in to like Earth society, rebuilds them all, so they transform from robots to like cars or trucks or
yep.
jet planes or whatever. Right, which is fun when you're a kid and you're yeah. like, oh, this is a robot, it transforms into a car, a plane, this is the best, right? But when you think about it, they're all like, every Transformer is like a sentient artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And that chip's computer didn't really ask him. Didn't really ask him if that's something they would like to do. Just did it. It's exactly like if you went on vacation and you got on a cruise ship, right?
Yep.
And you're having fun, you're out there playing shuffleboard on the Lido deck.
I'm having a mojito.
Yeah, I don't know what any of those terms mean, but yes. And then, like, the ship hit an iceberg and it sank, and then you woke up in a hospital and the ship's captain was there and he was like, hey, listen, while you were out, here's the thing. I thought it might be better if, like, we performed gender reassignment surgery on you. And you're like, what? And he's like, yeah, because, like, Earth's population is 51% women, so I thought it'd help you blend in better. And you're like, no! And he's like, I'm the captain. And you're like, well, fair enough.
You got me.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit silly.
And it, not what, but which, your scenario? Or
the whole thing.
The whole thing, yes.
The whole thing's a bit silly, mate.
You're absolutely right.
So don't go back. That's my
advice.
Don't
go back. Never Maybe go we should back. Do with that. Maybe we'll start that podcast.
Well, we had another idea for a podcast, which was called James and Mason Hate Everything.
That's right.
But I don't hate everything anymore. No. I just hate most
right.
things.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Mm. Well, maybe we'll do like a spin-off podcast at some point. Maybe not. Maybe like a monthly thing or something.
Do you really want to invest that time?
Yeah, well, sure. Why not?
All right, let's do it. We're not actually going to do
never
it, listeners.
Do it. But nobody could steal that idea because that's ours from 2004.
We've mailed it to ourselves, Shia LaBeouf style.
Yeah. I would like to do that though.
Mm.
Yeah. But I don't want to watch all Transformers.
Put the pin in
either.
That. No, absolutely. Don't yeah. do it.
So basically, John Woo was rumored to be developing it in 2007. This is Master of the Universe, by right. the way. We're back. It was never greenlit. The right
John Woo, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, John Woo was a director at one point that people were interested in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, he was more... When I think John Woo, I think...
You think Doves.
I think Doves. I think Mission Impossible 2, certainly. But I think very grounded and earthy. But maybe... Did he do, like, more kind of fantasy stuff?
Not
like back in Hong Kong cinema?
No. No, he mostly did like crime kind of
yeah,
shootout-y
all crime stuff,
kind of
yeah.
things. Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay.
Make of that what you will, Mason.
Mm.
The rights have then reverted back to Mattel. Then John
Metallo. They reverted back to Metallo?
Yeah.
The supervillain.
John M. Chu, the director. He's done some of the Step Up films, G.I. Joe Retaliation, and both of the Justin Bieber films.
All my favourites.
All your favourites. He's set to direct now. Well, was set to direct. That was an ongoing kind of thing. He's not the worst filmmaker.
Well, you did say Step Up.
I did. I mean, G.I. Joe's not good, is it?
No.
I mean, but it is what it is.
Do you really want to watch a Master of the Universe film that is what it is?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be honest, I don't really want to watch a Master of the Universe. There's one from the
yeah.
80s and it's great,
yeah,
sort
that's
of.
True, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. He dropped out. New screenwriter was on board called Terry Rossio. Now, he wrote, get ready for this, all the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Great.
They're all your favourites, though, aren't they?
Correct.
You couldn't pick one. The Lone Ranger.
Okay.
Deja Vu.
Which one's that again? Oh, with the Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, okay, where yeah. he's in time or he's not in time.
Or he's clairvoyant or somebody's
yeah,
clairvoyant or it's time travel.
Yeah.
Space, I don't know.
That movie's not good.
No.
National Treasure.
Just the first one.
And National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Thank you.
Godzilla 1998.
Ugh.
Ants with a Z.
Ugh.
Ants. Mm. Ants. And this one I actually love, Treasure Planet. Because I think I've said this before, I love Treasure Planet. Treasure Planet's a good movie.
Alright, but I mean, that's one hit out of however many you said.
I like the first Pirates film.
Yeah, first one's alright.
And National Treasure had somebody stealing the Declaration of Independence.
It did.
And it's one of Nicolas Cage's best wigs, also.
It's probably true, yeah. And it does feature an extended scene in, like, an Urban Outfitters or something like that.
What?
Where they have to change, like, oh, we've got to get out of here, we've got to change our outfits. So they go to Urban Outfitters, or the Gap or something.
And they're like, look at all these prices!
Yeah, they're great!
So there's no director at the moment, even though he's writing it, but there are some rumored directors. Joe Cornish, he did Attack the Block.
Okay, yep.
Rian Johnson. Brian Adams.
Yep.
The guy who did your favorite movie, Looper.
No, incorrect.
Andy Muschietti, he did Mama.
What?
Mama. It's a horror movie. Came out this year.
Mamma Mia, year. The musical.
Yeah, Mamma Mia. Because, yeah, the horror is Pierce Brosnan singing. And the guys who made The Croods, they're a duo of directors, and the guys who did 21 Jump Street, who are also a duo of directors. Those are the names that have been floated. Are you interested in Master of the Universe? Can they do it without Chris Hemsworth? Because there's nobody else who kind of fits it.
That's a really good point, actually.
Who's high profile enough?
They can get back Woody Allen, because he was in Ants.
They'd have that link. He could be Orko.
Yeah.
No,
I don't want to say it.
Fair enough.
All right. There's too many misses there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with
too Disney-fied.
Yeah.
I want it to be a little bit weird.
Yeah. Well, you got to set the whole thing in Eternia, though, as well. Which I'm assuming costs a lot of money. They just film it in a desert. You notice, you remember in that He-Man TV series, though, there's like eight people in that world.
You only
ever see the same eight people.
That's true.
You don't even see big crowd shots. It's just like, yeah, we rule this kingdom.
That's
but
true.
But you never see anybody. It's just He-Man and his dad. Well, nine people if you count Adam and He-Man.
Right.
People assume are two different people.
Yep.
But it's the most barren, just bland. There's maybe like a twisted tree every now and then.
That's true, yeah.
And that's it. And it's just...
Although there is an episode where He-Man goes to visit the Navy.
That's right.
And it's all like mustachioed men in belly shirts.
Yeah.
Like all identical men.
That's it, yeah.
Bizarre.
That was really great.
But that's the 80s.
Very tight outfits.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Get rid of it.
Not on board.
Next one is Sandman.
Okay.
Now this is... Before we start this... I've gone to read up on Sandman. I've never read any Sandman.
Uh-huh.
I'm just looking at the Wikipedia page, I'm like, I don't even know where to start with this.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me a rough kind of breakdown of what's going on there?
Well, there's a group of beings called the Endless.
Yep.
And they've got like, they sort of represent aspects of the universe. They're not gods so much, but they're sort of omnipotent.
Okay.
But so there's like Death.
Yep.
Who's like a cute gothy girl.
Ooh.
And there's like Dream, who's Morpheus, who is the Sandman of the title.
Okay.
And he represents dreams. And
right.
He's in sort of has crazy adventures.
Is he immortal and such?
Yes.
So he's lived multiple millennia and
for ages. He's endless, mate.
He's endless.
Yeah.
And he spends most of his time on Earth? Or a lot of it?
No, just sort of in between. Again, it's all quite vague.
What's his deal? Does he help? Does he hinder?
Sometimes.
Does his favourite band hinder?
Yeah, his favourite band hinder. Well, see, I got to Sandman really, really late. I was a fan of superhero comic books, the DC superhero comic books.
Yeah.
And then many years later, I went back to Sandman. And during the sort of the 80s and 90s, the Vertigo universe and the DC universe crossed over a lot. And so I, in reading Sandman, I would see... You'd see the events from the other side, like
there's a
Sandman plotline where Lucifer gives up the keys to hell because he doesn't want to deal with it anymore, so he gives them to Morpheus.
Yeah,
and all these people, all these beings from throughout the universe, come to the Sandman to sort of bid for the keys to hell because everybody wants hell for a variety of reasons.
Right,
and Odin, the DC universe version of Odin, arrives with. He offers him a gift, and in the gift it's this tiny little pocket universe in a crystal globe, and it's got all these little superheroes floating around in it.
Yeah.
And it's what is it, Valhalla?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of but on the other side, when I was a kid, there was a storyline called The Last Days of the Justice Society, where the Justice Society saved the world from going into Valhalla by going to this pocket dimension and like giving up their lives. And that's where they ended up.
I
never twigged. Like, they just disappeared out of the DC universe for decades. And they ended up...
That's amazing.
I know, right?
Pretty good.
And there's a lot of crossover, like, the Vertigo Sandman they retconned it so he would appear in the dreams of the 1930s Sandman, sort of the masked crime fighter Sandman.
Okay.
And they sort of crossed over and had adventures sort of thing, yeah.
Has it ever crossed over from to the Sandman from the Spider-Man universe?
Never. Oh, that's Sandman. You goose.
I know. Mm. Well, that's cool. That sounds really good.
You should get into it.
Check it out. Yeah.
It's a bit metaphysical, but that's okay. Have fun with it.
Metaphysical. Mm. Is that a new word?
No.
Okay.
It's been around for a while.
But it's been on the card since the mid-90s, this movie.
Okay.
Around that.
I think that's probably a bad sign.
Yeah, I know. Well, the original version...
Although Watchmen came out alright.
That's true. Mm. Now, it merges the stories, apparently. The Preludes and the Preludes and the Nocturnes and the Dollhouse. Uh-huh. Which apparently big Sandman stories.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're probably more familiar with them than I am, in the sense that I've never heard of those things.
Right.
The director was Roger Avery. He was fired because of direct disagreements between him and John Peters.
Oh, the famous Batman 1989's John
Peters.
Yeah,
Superman lives John Peters.
Absolutely.
Wanted to see, what is it, Superman fight a giant spider.
That's the one,
thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but apparently though, the version after several rewrites under John Peters and Warner Brothers and whatever, a draft by William Farmer was reviewed by Ain't It Cool News, and it was met with scorn.
Ooh, that's all they have though, Ain't It Cool News. They either have scorn or incredible enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The Gazman, who I'm assuming is the creator. Gazman? I don't know.
Gaiman.
It says Gasman.
That's incorrect.
My thing has autocorrected on me, hasn't it?
Gasman?
It is. It's Gaiman. What the hell am I doing?
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot. He called the screenplay not only the worst Sandman script I've ever seen, but easily the worst script I've ever read.
Wow.
That Gasman, he's
very harsh, isn't he?
Yeah. In 2007, there was a comic book Comic-Con panel where he said he'd rather see no Sandman movie than a bad Sandman movie. But announced late last year, it was announced that David S. Goyer of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies and Man of Steel will produce the adaptation with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who will also possibly star and direct.
Oh.
So this movie is very much moving ahead.
I'm on board.
At this point.
Mm.
Has been development hell, though. For now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes or no? Yes. Oh, you said
yes,
I'm going to
say yes.
Yeah, I really want to say this. It sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a very exciting up-and-coming young director.
Mm, a real Shia LaBeouf.
He is. I think he's like 32, so he's not like... Was that a young... That's a young director, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good for him. Lobo. Next one, Lobo.
All right.
Space Lobo. Now, in 2009, Warner Brothers announced that Guy Ritchie would direct this film.
All right.
He lands on Earth in search of four fugitives who are very dangerous and such, and he teams up with a small-town teenage girl.
All right.
It sounds to me very similar to Suburban
Commando, yep.
Now, in 2010, he left the project to do the Sherlock Holmes sequel, which I think we spoke about last week, and we decided it was the best sequel ever made. Is that right?
I don't think we agreed on that at all.
No, you said that.
I didn't know. No. Stop putting words in my mouth.
In 2000...
Listen, just go back. Prove it wrong. Go to audiblepodcast.com/whatever it is. Planet? There we go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
In 2012, Brad... Payton said that he was going to write and direct. Now, he's directed Journey to the Center of the Earth 2, or Journey to the Mysterious Island 2, or whatever. And Cats and Dogs 2, Revenge of Kitty Galore. So he's done those movies, and they said he's going to direct.
Great.
I haven't seen those movies, so I can't comment. But
that can't be good.
No, it can't be. It sounds like they're going for kind of a kid-friendly kind of guy. Dwayne Johnson announced on Twitter that he was in talks. Perfect casting, but I think I've said this before. I don't think Warner Brothers will use Dwayne Johnson for Lobo. They'll put him in a bigger DC character role.
Yes, definitely.
Because he's a bigger actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
You can't do a kid's version of Lobo.
No.
He punches people's heads off, like right off.
I mean, it doesn't say that it's a kid's version. It's just if you get that director.
Yeah.
And you know, the original stories he's talking about teaming up with a teenage girl. That's going to be like Race to Witch Mountain kind of
scenario. unless she's like a teenage girl that starts fires and you know, kills insects or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Then if she's a child who's unbalanced, like a Ellen Page in Super or something like that, then that would work, but I don't know. Like sometimes you see these kiddie film directors and they're put on a project like this and I have to wonder do they want to get like their ultra-violence out, maybe?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then go back to kid films?
Yeah.
Or do they only know how to do things one way?
Yeah.
And that is kiddie film way.
It's a good question. Well, Robert Rodriguez can kind of jump back and forth.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's one guy who can, you know, can kind of go between those two worlds. But, I don't know. That being said, Robert Rodriguez's kids' films aren't very good.
Yeah, so there you go.
I think this first Spy Kids is alright. Then one's called Spy Kids 3D with Stallone.
Okay, yep.
And he also did Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Right.
Which was based off an idea these children came up with. You shouldn't base your ideas on anything children ever say.
No. What about Axe Cop?
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
I've heard that's good, yeah.
I haven't seen it, though.
Yep.
Dwayne Johnson left the project in February of 2013. So this is, effectively at this point, it's dead. Have you heard about the new 52 Lobo?
No.
They've changed it so they're like, who's the real Lobo? And there's like a skinnier kind of Lobo who claims to be the real Lobo. And the other Lobo's an imposter. It's like a whole thing. Huh. I'm not up to date on that, but
okay.
I know you love the new 52, so you're probably about to check it out right now. Oh, you're opening it right now, I see.
No, I'm not. That's not a thing that I'm doing. This isn't theatre of the mind. Stop it.
So, yes or no, though? I'm assuming under that particular, what they're talking about there, you're not interested.
No, if it's insanely super violent.
Yeah.
That was my problem with the first Punisher film.
Yeah.
That it wasn't insanely super violent. It's a super... You know, it's a super universe, so everything should be exaggerated to the nth degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, super violent.
Like the Punisher Warzone.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's something interesting for you and people at home. Do you know the podcast, How Did This Get Made?
Yes.
With Paul Scheer?
Uh-huh.
They do an episode. Often they look at terrible, terrible movies. That's basically the idea. It's a good podcast. Check it out if you haven't. They don't need our help. I'm sure they've been featured on iTunes, thinking they're better than us. But basically, they got the director of Punisher Warzone
Lexi
on.
Lexi Alexander.
Yeah, Lexi Alexander. I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. And they run through the whole process. And yeah, I really got to watch that movie again. Because I remember watching it at the time. Because I watched it on a laptop overseas. Uh-huh. And I went, that's pretty great. But I haven't watched it since. But when they're talking about the movie and the stuff that's in it, it sounds... I mean, I remember I was thinking back to it and going, that's amazing. I can't believe I haven't watched that again. So I'm going to check it out.
Please do.
Some parkour guys get rocket launched.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, super violent Lobo, I'm on board. Anything else, no point.
Punisher Warzone?
I think people should go in it and go, this is horrific.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so violent?
But these things don't make money. That's the problem.
Yeah,
it
is a problem.
It's proven to have not made money. Whenever they do a kind of R-rated comic book movie, generally, they don't make money. Spawn?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the 90s, though.
Uh-huh.
I got one more here, Mason. Are more. This one's called Why the Last Man.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's this is not the comic. It's just why, the word why. The
oh,
last,
interesting.
Like, why the last man? Like
what's
a question.
The deal with that?
No, the comic Why the Last Man. You know, I tried to get into this a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I got a few issues in. I'm like, eh. And I stopped reading it. But it's one of those things where I know it's good. Many people have said it's good. I've really got to sit down and give it another shot.
Got to force your way through it.
Force
sure.
my way through it.
Uh-huh.
In 2007, New Line Cinema purchased the rights with DJ Caruso, who directed Disturbia and Eagle Eye.
Is that David Caruso's alter ego?
It is, yes.
His DJ alter ego? Amazing.
Who was going to direct? Have you seen Disturbia?
No.
I think it's the only good Shia LaBeouf movie.
There you go.
Eagle Eye's the one where, like, the government's after him.
Yep.
And maybe they're tracking his phone. And then someone at some point goes, get rid of your phone, man! And then the guy smashes his phone. He's like, hey, what are you doing? Like every movie like that, there's a scene like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Haven't seen it, though. There was a chance, of course, that Shia LaBeouf was going to star. But Shia LaBeouf said he was concerned about doing it because the character was too similar to Sam Witwicky.
Well, put a bit of a damper on it, won't it? Yeah.
Caruso said also that he couldn't do it in one movie and he wanted to do it in a series of movies, which makes sense because it's an ongoing series.
Yeah.
You could do it as an ongoing series like The Walking Dead, though, couldn't you?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. The Jericho Riders. Remember
that would actually be really interesting because it's all female characters except for him. So, yeah.
Is there a point in that? Have you read a lot of that?
Yes.
Is there a point where another male character shows up?
I wouldn't want to spoil it for you.
I'll take that as a no. The Jericho Riders. You familiar with the show Jericho?
Vaguely, sure.
Started to watch it. It's not very good. Uh-huh. Ah, that's not true. No, it's not very good. I'm going to say it. Because I would have kept watching.
Exactly. Put your foot down.
They wrote a new version and they had a meeting with studio and directors. But in 2013, it was announced that Danny... Well, it's a tough one. Trachtenberg would direct. Now, this guy, young director... 32 years of age. He did the Portal short film. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, okay.
It's pretty great. So that would be his first big production. Now, it was going to go into production this year, but there's been no word on this happening. If it doesn't start shooting in a few months, though, the rights then revert back to the company because it's been however many years that they have that for.
Mm.
What do you want to see? Do you want to see Why the Last Man?
Yes.
With?
Not Shia LaBeouf. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
I want to see it as a TV series, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough room
to stretch one's legs.
Precisely.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the way it's going to go these days. These comic book movies, these comic books coming TV shows.
You should put some stereo music behind that. Because that was very, very... It was really good.
It was inspired and passionate.
I was inspired.
Yeah. But the thing is, well, like a show like this, if you're going to make a show like this, or, you know, it's the same with The Walking Dead, it's not all superheroes flying and crashing through things, so you don't have to do a weird kind of low-budget Smallville thing. You could do this much more easy, because there's not a lot of special effects.
Exactly, yeah.
Less, more kind of crowd stuff, I'd imagine, and whatever. Yep. Just crowd stuff.
Just so much crowd stuff.
Yeah, so that'd pretty much be it. Because there's no supernatural elements in that at all, is there?
No.
There's that monkey, though, so...
There is a monkey.
Yeah.
And there's stuff, some stuff in space. Yeah.
You've really...
But it's in, like, a space station, so...
Ah, you've just spoiled it for me, Mason.
I spoiled it. We'll edit that out. We won't.
So that's pretty much it. That's all the movies I wanted to talk about. There's a few other here that I can mention briefly we can talk about. There's been a Red Dwarf movie in the works since like the early 2000s, late 90s.
It's never going
to
happen.
It's never going to happen. I would love to see it, but...
I'd love to see another series.
I'd love to see another series. We've said that before. I'd love to see another series more than a movie, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But hey, there's been a Pee Wee Herman story, another Pee Wee Herman movie. He appeared on, not Kimmel, the other guy.
Fallon.
As Pee-wee Herman a couple of years back.
Interesting.
And so I think that was kind of testing the waters.
Oh,
there.
I see.
But he shouldn't have been masturbating in that theater.
But at the same time, if you're going to masturbate anywhere in public, that's where you do it, surely.
In a theater.
It was in a porn theater.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
Back in the day.
When people
do you think
would
people who got busted for masturbating in a porn theater, are they like, ah, if only.
If only.
A couple of years later, comfort of my own home, high-speed internet. Although somebody else was caught masturbating in a porn theater recently, like in the last year or so. It's one of the guys who's in those Christopher Guest movies. You know, A Mighty Wind, Best in Show.
Okay.
Ah, what's his name?
Adrian Brody.
Not Adrian Brody, he's an old guy.
Nick Nolte.
No, not Nick Nolte. I'm going to look it up.
Dustin Hoffman.
Stall for a minute.
All right, fine. Mm. The other ones we've got here is Fletch. They've been talking about Fletch for a few years.
Yep, Zach Braff was attached at one
point,
right?
Yeah, Zach Braff. They're talking Ryan Reynolds as well. Uh-huh. I remember this kind of a young kind of Chevy Chase kind of guy. Uh-huh. The Halo movie.
Okay.
Which is now becoming a TV show that, Peter Jackson was talking
Fred
about.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard, okay.
Masturbating in a porn theater. Old bloke, lovely bloke. Very
You already had that open on your phone. That was pretty
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Halo TV series. I've never played the Halo games because I've always had PlayStations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never owned them. I've played them. They're great. You like the Halo games, I guess?
Yeah, but I don't want to see a TV series about Halo or a movie about Halo.
It's going to be cut across multimedia platforms.
Don't like it, though.
Steven Spielberg is producing the TV series, though.
Ooh,
and he's trying to get Neil
Band of Brothers style.
That's right. He's trying to get Neil Blomkamp to direct.
Oh, I'm on board then.
Who think was originally going to do the Halo movie, but then... That kind of folded, and then he made District 9.
Okay.
Which is probably better than Halo.
You've turned this whole thing around in one sentence.
Thank you.
I'm back on board now.
They're also talking about doing a Who Discovered Roger Rabbit movie or a Toon Patrol movie. So they're both prequels to Roger Rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Toon Patrol is like his exploits during World War II.
Huh.
So I don't know what the deal there is. Bob Hoskins, though, he can't... Well, they're a prequel anyway, so he wouldn't be involved. But he has Parkinson's now, so which sucks. So any involvement...
Good thing you brought it up then. Really end the podcast on a high note.
I've got one more, though.
Okay, I'm on board.
There's one called At the Mountains of Madness.
Okay.
It's a book.
It's a bloody, whatchamacallums, Cthulhu.
Yeah.
H.P. Lovecraft.
H.P. Lovecraft. I downloaded it the other day. It's 99 cents. I started reading it. It's very much of the time.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good read. So just to see what this is about, it's basically people go to Antarctica and there's a civilization there. And is it abandoned? Is it not? It sounds a lot like Alien versus Predator.
Very much so.
So, Peter Jackson...
They called it at the time, the Alien versus Predator meets the Thing of its time. That's what they said in the 20s when it was released.
So, yeah, Peter Jackson's been talking about that for years.
Uh-huh.
But I'd love to see that, because I love a snow/horror movie. Even that new The Thing prequel.
It was pretty good.
It's not bad. Too much CGI.
Mm.
It really ties in well to the other one, except it says that The Thing can't replicate...
Non-biological material.
Exactly.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But in the other one, he can. Like, it's kind of all vague on his powers and whatever. Uh-huh. Anyway, so there you go. Now, some movies, though, do get out of development hell, Mason. I'm going to name a few, so don't be sad.
Okay.
Watchmen, you mentioned that one.
Loved it.
I didn't have it here.
Doesn't matter.
But I'm saying it.
I contributed. I made a contribution to this thing.
World War Z.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, John Carter of Mars.
All right. That happened.
I want to see that. I've heard it's not that bad.
All right, let's watch it.
All right. Also, I was thinking, do you want to do some commentary track ones at some point? Because people want to hear what we think about movies, don't they?
Do they? Listeners.
Two new podcasts.
Listeners, email in if you'd like to hear us do a commentary track on something.
Yeah.
But we'd need a lot of yeses.
Yeah, at least four.
four yeses. We'll do it for you four.
Yeah. Maybe it's just even I can put them up on the YouTube channel. Maybe not on the iTunes. Anyway, if you don't want to do it, I'll do it by myself.
Good.
This is the bit where Spider-Man swings in from the building. Look out, Doc Ock. Oh, it got you.
I'm back on board.
Good. Jurassic Park 4, which is now Jurassic World. It's coming out in 2015. That's been on the cards for ages. Multiple scripts. They're talking about, there was one script which apparently had human dinosaur hybrids and
shooting guns at each other.
It sounds like Dino Riders. That Dino Riders. Keira Knightley was involved at one point. It's a whole thing. Ender's Game was in development hell, but now it's come out.
It's happened.
It's been the best movie ever made, which we haven't seen.
Haven't seen it
because we hate Orson Scott Card.
Oh yeah. I'm making a stand.
Screw him.
Yeah.
And Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Which is coming out actually this year, I believe, with Tom Hardy as Mad Max.
Not a lot has come out of that. Not a lot of...
No. There's been like one still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems... have you seen any of the Mad Maxes?
Yes.
A couple of years ago, I watched all three.
How'd that go?
The first one, you know, it's rough. Because it's, you know, low budget and... And the second one's amazing. The second one is easily the best by far. The third one's kind of like... The Lost Boys and Mad Max.
Very much
together.
So, yeah.
So, watch two. You could skip the other ones. You don't need to see the other
ones. It's the Godfather 2 of Mad Max films.
It sure is. Very good. So, there you go. That's the episode for this week.
We did it again.
Quick shout out to a good friend on YouTube, Milan Jeftik 1992. He does a lot of cool stuff on YouTube. He's got his own podcast, which you should check out.
Does it have a name?
It's called Transmissions from Innsmouth. Innsmouth. He's a big
That's very HP Lovecraft.
It is, exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, I cameoed in a recent episode that he had, which is on his YouTube.
Oh, la-di-da.
That's very exciting. But, he's a good dude. His stuff's kind of, he's a really good kind of storyteller, and it's kind of, he's got this kind of twisted and interesting ways that he looks at things. He does comic book reviews and movie reviews and a bunch of stuff. He doesn't get a lot of views sometimes. Some stuff gets heaps of views, some stuff not so much. But I find him endlessly fascinating, and everyone should check it out. Yeah.
I'm gonna plug, google.com. If you have any... search needs. If you need to find something on the internet, google.com. It's a little startup that they seem to be doing good things. So if you want to...
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the episode for this week. Now, next week, Mason...
Yes?
I'll give you two options for what we can do.
Okay. Do I have to choose now?
Yes.
Wow.
No. Justice League War is coming out. Okay. I think there's still a torrent release. There's been a torrent leaked online. But we're going to acquire it legitimately because we're a legitimate businessman.
Precisely.
We're going to talk about that. And maybe just the DC animated movies. Or we could do RoboCop. Because RoboCop's coming out. And you know a lot about RoboCop.
I do know a lot about
and
RoboCop.
And I'd love you to teach me about RoboCop. Ooh. And the listeners.
Here's the thing, though. It's coming out like a week before the US, right?
Yeah.
Remember what happened last time?
No, not about the movie. Just everything else related to RoboCop.
RoboCop primer.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Oh, let's... I'll ruminate on those two options.
And
I'll let you know.
What would you prefer? I think I prefer RoboCop, but I still want to do an animated one as well, though.
Let's do RoboCop talk.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Or the other one. Let's see what happens.
So
I like to.
You've read a lot of the. You were telling me about the comic the other day. One of the comics which was linked into Terminator, which was amazing.
There was a RoboCop versus the Terminator.
Yeah.
There was even a video game.
Yeah.
Not so good, but.
Awesome.
Life's like that sometimes.
I'm looking forward to learning about RoboCop.
That's the one.
All right. If you'd like to hit us up, listeners, you can. See you next week. weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's the one.
Mr. Sunday Movies is mine.
And Wikipedia Brown is mine.
Please ask Mason questions about RoboCop.
Yeah.
Anything you want to know, I guess.
You see me on the streets. Yeah.
Yeah. Please go to iTunes and rank us so that I live that dream that I just decided that I wanted.
That he may change his mind about. So maybe all your efforts will be for nothing.
It won't be for nothing, because it helps the show regardless.
Fantastic.
Because it boosts the scores. And also, we got to beat the Triple M Hot Breakfast team.
Why do you hate those guys so much? What have they ever done to you?
Because I feel like...
Was your family killed by a hot breakfast once? Did somebody flip a McDonald's tray and it killed your parents?
That's exactly
with
it.
Hotcakes?
That's exactly right. It's just one of those generic breakfast shows.
No, you're right.
There are good breakfast shows. I don't listen to radio anymore, though, anyway. I just listen to podcasts all the time.
All right.
What do you do?
Just listen to the Triple M Hot Breakfast Club. Is that bad for us? I download it a lot, so...
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming it's for research purposes, so you could take them down from the inside.
Nah, just love it.
Just
love it.
You love the rock, sport, and comedy on Triple M.
That's all I love, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
We'll
Thank
see you,
you
next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.